Welcome to Good Enough Creative, a podcast for creative people. Hi again, welcome back. I'm your host, Marie Green, and today I want to share a fun idea I came across a few months ago. It's called the 3 M's of happiness. So basically the M&M's of happiness. You ready for this? I mean, happiness is hard to distill down into just a couple of things, and I don't mean to oversimplify it because obviously being happy is a whole thing. There's a lot going on there. But I also think that sometimes we make things more complicated than they need to be. And this is a really fun way to just make sure that we're keeping happiness at top of mind. So here they are, the 3 M's, move, make, and meet. So let's start right at the top. We'll talk about movement. We talk about this one a lot on this podcast because movement is a really important part of creativity. Whether it's moving your body or changing your environment, movement is how we keep things flowing. For me, it's a great way to get ideas flowing. It's way too easy to get stagnant when we have to stay in one spot for too long, whether that is figuratively or literally. Have you ever lived in the same house for a really long time and then you decide it's time to move to a new house? And you start going through your things and packing, and you realize how much stuff you've collected over the years. You start to see your belongings and your home with different eyes, right? All of a sudden, you're thinking, why do we still have this? Or I could have sworn we got rid of this. Or, oh my gosh, look how much dust is on the top of this thing. Or you realize you have 3 of the same thing because they were all stored in different places. Moving, literally, to a new house changes your perspective. All of a sudden, you see things and notice things that you did not see or notice before. But moving your body does too. I do my best thinking when I'm zipping through an airport, walking quickly from one side of the airport to another to reach the new gate. Every time I'm in San Francisco airport specifically, I swear that I land in one terminal and I have to walk to the exact opposite side of the airport to get to my connecting flight. I don't know why it's always that way, but I swear it is. And as long as I'm not in a hurry because like a short layover, I don't mind the distance because I know A, I've been sitting on a plane for a while and my body needs to move. And B, I know that moving briskly, walking briskly through an airport, especially if there's a long distance, it'll give me time for my thoughts and ideas to shake loose and rearrange. If it sounds like I think of my brain as a filing cabinet, you're not wrong. Sometimes it really does feel like that. But anyway, movement is momentum and momentum keeps things flowing. But what's interesting is that this isn't just about creativity, it's about happiness. Not only will movement help you produce new and different ideas, but it will also help you mentally work through challenges. Studies have shown that staying active helps to fight depression and anxiety. Physical activity helps us learn and process new information, not just in the moment, but over time as well. There is a groundbreaking book called Spark by John J. Rady, MD, that is all about the incredible data that we now have about the effects of exercise and movement on well-being, learning, happiness, and success. I'll link this book in the show notes. I can't even describe how eye-opening it is. In fact, I wish it was not such a compelling book because I don't love exercise, to be honest with you. I mean, that's a terrible thing to admit on a podcast, but this book really makes a strong case in a way I've never heard before. And I'll tell you what, after I read it, I thought, gosh, I cannot think of any excuses now because this is so compelling. So yes, movement is a contributor to happiness in so many different ways. How are you creating opportunities for movement in your day? Many hobbies and creative pursuits are pretty sedentary, so if movement is something you're not doing very often, I know I'm not doing it enough, make a commitment to move a little more. But it might not happen on its own. You have to decide that it's important, and you'll have to consciously make space for it in your day, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes to walk around the neighborhood. My friend Erica sent me an article months ago about this idea of squeezing in more activity just by doing things like parking further from the door when you go to the store, like park in the furthest space away from the front doors. There's a name for it, which I can't remember offhand, but the idea is that you just add some extra movement to the things you're already doing. So it doesn't feel like a lot of extra work. You don't have to take a lot of time out of your day, but it does still make a difference. My business is mostly remote, and my team and I work online, sitting at a desk most of the day, but occasionally we'll have a real stinker send us an email that's super unsettling or even upsetting. Side note, please be kind when you send emails. Real people have to read those. But anyway, when something happens that's super upsetting or stressful, I'll give the word for everyone to step away from their computer for 30 minutes or an hour, go on a walk, shake it off, take a break, and I'll tell you what, every time I come back to my desk feeling ready to tackle the day again. Movement makes a difference. Number two, make. Of course this one is on here, right? Being creative is such an important part of our joy as humans. We're born to be creative. Spending time making something with your hands or creating something with your ideas is such a satisfying and soul-filling pursuit. We are surrounded by pressure to constantly be productive. That's like the trigger word of this era, I think. To tick boxes, to make lists, and I am the first to admit that I love a good list. I love to be productive. I love to tick the boxes, but being creative isn't always productive, and it's still just as important. We need the opportunity to express ourselves, to share ideas, to translate thought into form. We need that. Creativity is what allows us to explore what's been bottled up inside of us. According to the National Institute of Health, in a paper which I'll link in the show notes, there is a bidirectional connection between creativity and well-being. First, that well-being contributes to creativity. When we're feeling great, when we're inspired, we're often more prone to problem solving and creative solutions and just generally being in a better space to generate new ideas. And second, but this one is less studied, creativity also contributes to well-being. So well-being contributes to creativity. Creativity contributes to well-being. They ran a variety of tests in this research that they talked about in the paper, but the one that stood out to me the most is that researchers found that participants were happier and more active when they were performing something creative. They also saw a rise in mood from before a creative activity versus after a creative activity. Being creative, making things, it's connected to our overall happiness. But it makes sense, right? This is why I so highly encourage everyone I know to find ways to be more creative in their lives. Squeeze it into the margins if you have to. My husband is super creative, and for many years, we didn't have the space and he didn't have the time for the kinds of projects he wanted to make. He loves woodworking, and that does take some space and some time. And it was an amazing difference when we finally moved somewhere that he had the space and he finally had the time in his career to start getting back into woodworking. I could not believe the difference in his mood. His life was missing creativity before, and he didn't even realize, I didn't realize, how much it was affecting his joy. Now he comes bouncing in like a kid after a few hours of working on his projects in the garage. I know there are some folks who don't see themselves as creative, but I'm telling you, most of us can really increase our joy by taking the time to make something. Last but not least, the third M is meet, M-E-E-T. I thought I should clarify that it's not meet, M-E-A-T. Anyway, meet up with people, have a community, make connections with others. According to research, which again, I will link in the show notes, not having a strong, meaningful connection to a community can lead to poor health outcomes and poor well-being across all age groups that they studied. Obviously, there are a lot of variables that are part of any study, but the overall findings were that having a self-reported, strong community connection resulted in better health outcomes and better mental health. In other words, being part of a community can make you happier. Creating community is one of my superpowers, and I am really passionate about it because I can see firsthand the difference that it makes in people's lives. You can find a community around just about anything. If you love to ride mountain bikes, there are mountain biking clubs. If you love to play certain kinds of games, there are clubs for that too. 5 years ago, I created a virtual knitting community called Knit Camp, and we are still kicking 5 years later. And although it's technically a virtual community, we're app-based, so most of our connections are happening through our phones or tablets, but the real friendships that happen there translate into real-life connections. My Knit Campers meet up together all around the world, and those friendships have grown to extend well beyond just the shared love of knitting. And that's the point, right? Being part of a community isn't just about the thing that brings you together. It's about the meaningful relationships that you build, and those are integral to our happiness at any stage of life, but especially as we get older. Knowing that you are valued, that people are aware of you and interested in what you're doing, and that you can also show up with empathy for others, and you can take an interest in them and what they're doing, these are all so important for your happiness. Happiness might seem elusive sometimes, and we're not going to feel happy every second of every day. I saw someone ask Oprah Winfrey if she was happy, and she said, happy-ish, because no one is happy all the time. And if you're feeling isolated or alone or stuck or in a slump or just out of sync with yourself, remember the three M's of happiness, the M and M and M's, move, make, and meet. And look for opportunities to do more of those three things every day or every week. Don't let too much time pass without moving your body. Don't go too long between creative projects. Keep something easy on hand for when you just need some creative time to reconnect with yourself. And make connections with others. Community is so much more important than we realize. I've seen the power of community in my own life and in the lives of those who are part of the communities I've built. I've seen it actually change lives. Which sounds silly to say about a knitting community, but I'm telling you, there is a real power in finding your people. And if you haven't found them yet, don't give up. They're out there. This episode is brought to you by Knit Camp, a warm-hearted, inspiring, and cheerful community of knitters all around the world. You can learn more about Knit Camp in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, you've got this.